Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome, listener. My name is Kai, and I have another story for you. The same thread, a different pattern. This is Morning Glory by Charles Yu, with special performances by Sung Won Cho and Deborah Ann Wall, made in partnership with XPRIZE. I wonder, does time separate you from those you love? Does distance? Do doorways? At 4:58 a.m., on June 28, 2020, the passengers on board ANA Flight 008, en route from Tokyo to San Francisco, are cruising at an altitude of 37,000 feet, approximately 1,500 nautical miles off the west coast of the United States. A small bump, otherwise noted as a barely perceptible bout of turbulence, passes Flight 008 through a temporary wrinkle in the local region of space-time. What these passengers will soon find out as they descend into SFO is that the wrinkle has transported them 20 years into the future, and the year is now 2040. This is the story of the passenger in seat 42A. Kenji, age 30, stands at the door of a high-rise apartment building. He's holding a bouquet of freshly cut flowers, asagao, or morning glory. He's waited 20 years for this moment.
How may I help you, Kenji Nakamura?
What?
You are Kenji Nakamura, age 30, from a small suburb outside Kyoto. 2 dozen flowers in your right hand. Asagao, I believe.
You're kind of freaking me out.
I'm sorry. That was not my intention. Is the biographical information I have for you correct?
Yes.
You were a passenger on ANA Flight 008, nonstop service from Narita to SFO, departing the 28th of June 2020, arriving on the same date in the year 2040.
I'm not sure I'd call it nonstop service.
Ha! Ha ha! You are truly a humorous person, Kenji Nakamura.
Okay. Listen, I'm looking for someone named...
Sarah Lang.
How did you... Are you her husband?
Ha 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 ha! You really are a person of humor. No, I do not know Sarah Lang. Anyway, it's been nice talking to you. Have a good evening. And welcome to the future. Best of luck to you, sir.
But...
Kenji Nakamura, you are still here.
See, the thing is, I don't know anyone in San Francisco. I was supposed to move here, and Sarah was the reason I was moving, and...
Our conversation has been completed. There is no additional information that I can give you. Goodbye, Kenji Nakamura.
Oh my God. You're an AI.
Well, that's a very rude thing to say. I don't see why we have to get personal about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm from another time.
Obviously.
I just thought, wait a second. If you're a computer, don't you have to obey my commands?
Wow. I don't even. Just wow. Please leave. If you don't leave now, I may have to alert the authorities.
What? Jesus.
floor.
Oh my God, does everything talk now? Lobby, please.
You're Kenji Nakamura.
Here we go again.
I'm sorry about the door. He can be kind of a tight ass. We used to date.
Can you tell me where Sarah Lang is? Does she even live here anymore?
Sorry, dude. I can't tell you that.
Well, you're not any more helpful than Doorbot.
I'm bound by international privacy regulations. Would you want to live in a society where you could just ask any of us where a person was located?
You have a point.
But still, there might be publicly available information. You should Google her.
That's still a thing?
Yeah. Do you have a phone?
An iPhone 6S. The battery's dead.
You're going to want to take that to the nearest Google kiosk. It's a block from here. Oh, your floor. Good luck, Kenji Nakamura.
Thanks. I'm sorry I said you were no better than the door.
It's okay. You're actually correct. We're the same program.
You used to date yourself? Does everyone in the future know me?
I mean, it's not every day people teleport here from the past. I heard you talking to the door, asking for Sarah. She lived next door to me for years.
Lived, past tense. She moved, or...
Yes! Yes! Not too long ago, actually.
Do you have any idea where she might have gone?
No. I'm sorry.
Are you... Or are you just another AI that gets its kicks withholding stuff from me?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. All I own is what I'm wearing. I don't know anyone here. I moved here for her. I had just talked to her before boarding. Just yesterday. Or 20 years, or...
Don't you have anything else? I mean, if you were moving here...
I don't think the movers stored my stuff for 20 years... Who knows where it is? Maybe a museum? These flowers, they used to look a lot better.
Oh.
Oh, and I had a job interview. Sarah had a lead.
She talked about you a lot.
She did?
I heard all about how you two met while teaching in Japan, your plans for the future together, the letters you wrote her.
Wow.
I hope you find her. I wish I could help you.
Actually, I feel weird asking, but I was wondering, is there any way you could spare some money? My credit cards all expired about 18 years ago. Unless, wait, do you still use money in the future?
Do we still use money in the future?
Wait, do you? I can't tell what that means. Is that a... Google information kiosk. Yes.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
In the year 2072, as our world reels from climate chaos, there is one beacon of hope, Pura, a sanctuary amidst the devastation, safeguarding its inhabitants from the relentless onslaught of environmental disasters. Meet Demetria Lopez, the face of Pura's pristine image, but beneath the facade lies a chilling truth. When Demetria uncovers a secret that could shatter everything Pura stands for, she faces a choice: loyalty or truth, preservation or revelation. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, comes an electrifying new series, The Last City, starring the talents of Rhea Seehorn, Jenny Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Prepare for a gripping tale of intrigue and moral reckoning. Subscribe to The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you listen to podcasts. And for an exclusive experience, join Wondery Plus to binge all episodes early and ad-free. The future of Pura awaits.
Hello. Welcome to Google. How can I help you?
Of course. No humans in here.
You are exhibiting irritability caused by slight dehydration. Would you like some water?
Thank you. I guess you know why I'm here. I just want you to know, I'm not a creep. I know her. She wrote me letters. She asked me to move here.
With all due respect, self-determination is generally not a reliable method of assessing creepiness.
You have an algorithm for detecting creepy dudes?
More or less. It's in beta. And by the way, you're correct. You aren't a creep.
Ha! See? I told you.
Don't congratulate yourself. Anyone can be a creep given the opportunity. You're being continuously reevaluated on a rolling basis every 15 seconds.
So, where is she?
You know I can't tell you that. The World Privacy Act of 2027 guarantees her right to not being located.
What am I supposed to do?
When's the last time you talked to her?
Yesterday, sort of. And then I got on a plane. You wouldn't happen to have an iPhone charger, would you?
No. We discontinued those after we acquired the manufacturer a few years ago. But I can retrieve data from it. Plug it in here. Beep, beep, boop, boop. Sorry, I make those sounds to amuse myself.
Anything interesting?
You have 141,237 unread emails, 669 voicemails, the last of which was from Sarah Lang in 2024. Would you like me to play it?
Okay.
Hey, Kenji. I don't even know why I'm calling. I guess this is just a way of telling you, wherever you are, that, I'm getting married.
You can stop playing now.
I'm sorry, Kenji.
I believe you, Google. Thanks.
You should go now.
I know.
No, seriously. You need to get out. This kiosk is going to auto-destruct in 5 seconds. 5, 4,
wait,
3,
what? Really? Shit.
2.
Ow! God damn it!
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I thought you'd know I was kidding.
Kenji? Oh, my God. It's you.
Sarah.
Wow, you look exactly the same.
You look...
Don't even say it.
Really good.
They have some pretty amazing moisturizer in the future.
What are you doing here? How did you find me?
The news clouds? You're all over them. The plane landing, how you're all adjusting. I couldn't believe it. I wondered if you'd come try to find me, and I figured on the off chance you did, you'd come here to the only address you had for me. You want to go for a walk?
Sure. So, I got your voicemail. You're married.
Was. Divorced now.
Sorry.
No, you're not. Neither am I. Those for me?
Asagao. Morning glory. Symbolic of a brief love.
They're lovely.
They used to be lovelier. And more.
So, are you hungry by any chance? I was going to get some lunch, but I didn't know if you'd have time, being an international news sensation and all.
Actually, my schedule's pretty clear. I don't even have a job.
Huh. Funny you should say that. I'm starting a new job. Catching a flight tonight.
A flight? Going overseas?
Oh, I'm training teachers, actually. I'll be back in a year. Unless, you'd be interested in coming with me.
That's kind of you, but I've been out of the job market for a while. My interview skills are rusty.
Oh, well, I happen to be the director of the program, so you're kind of interviewing right now. Well, I see that your education and credentials are top-notch.
Yeah, although there is a small hole in my resume, about 20 years.
Mm. And what was it you were doing during that period?
Sleeping, mostly. Wrote a letter to my girlfriend. I think I had a Sprite.
See, I think you're selling yourself short.
How's that?
You're like a snapshot of 2020.
But you have history books for that. Digital records, YouTube.
Records are one thing, but what's hard to capture, what's lost, is how we used to think about the future. Retrospect, hindsight, it has a way of shifting, of creating a narrative where there wasn't one. What once seemed impossible, we've managed to achieve. There are things we can do now that we couldn't even conceive of back then.
I guess no one wants to read a biography of the guy who decided not to invent something because it didn't seem feasible.
Exactly. But with you, we have this unique opportunity. Right now, in your state...
of total ignorance.
Or we could call it innocence. In your state of innocence, we have something special. An ability to talk with the past, a dialogue across time.
So, what? Should I sequester myself? Avoid all contact with people or news?
Where we're going, you'd be somewhat isolated anyway.
Teaching abroad?
You could say that.
What are you pointing at? The moon? Oh, wait. You're serious?
What do you say? Interested in being my guinea pig?
When you put it that way, it's so romantic.
Well, it's for the good of humanity. Oh, but they also have this really great vegan place that overlooks the Sea of Tranquility. Amazing tacos. My treat.
Do they have a bar?
So, is that a yes?
I don't know. Am I done with the job interview?
One more question, Kenji Nakamura. Where do you see yourself in 20 years?
That is not funny. So this is the future.
What?
I thought there'd be more flying cars.
Oh, well, a few still have them, but most people prefer teleportation now.
I have no idea if you're messing with me.
This is going to be so much fun.
The future may yet contain levity, if we work together to achieve it. Please activate the subscription on your listening device, and I will show you more. That was Morning Glory by Charles Yu, performed by Sungwon Cho, Deborah Ann Wall, Andre Saluzzo, Susie Nakamura, Maura Quirk, and Helen Sadler. This episode was directed and produced by Mark Holden, edited by Seth Alansky, and designed by Neil Wobenson at the Invisible Studios. Season 2 of Dust is brought to you in partnership with XPRIZE, designing and operating multi-million dollar global competitions to accelerate the development of technological breakthroughs that benefit humanity. And ANA, All Nippon Airways. Flight 008 is co-produced with Eric Desatnik. Dust is produced by Stephen Michael and Margaret Laney at Gunpowder and Sky.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.